Hey, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to this Truth Talk. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I'm your host. Today, we're going to be talking about forgiveness, what it is and what it is not. Before we get started, I wanted to share with you my four-week Know Your Worth study that's all about restoring your faith and rebuilding the foundation of who you are. This study goes into detail about what happened in the beginning with God, what happened on the cross with Jesus, what happened after the cross, and what's happening now. Each week I have focuses, and focuses like, why does God care about you? Why does God love you? Is God disappointed in you? And for those moments that you just don't feel good enough for God, it's a four-week Know Your Worth study that is absolutely free for you. Just head to the show notes below, grab your copy, download it, grab some friends while you're at it. I will be doing a live Zoom Bible study for 4 weeks with all the amazing women that just want to come hang out and learn about Jesus and go deeper about who we are and what he says about who we are. One of the questions I keep getting asked is, do you need to purchase Know Your Worth, which is my first book? You do not have to purchase it. However, it is recommended. You can purchase one, or you can just read the study, or you can do both. Whatever it is that you feel called to do in this season, I'm here for you, rooting for you, and praying for you. But I would love to just come hang out with you also on Zoom. So make sure you go ahead and snag the Know Your Worth study, and I will see you on Zoom. Although I can't see your face right now through Zoom, I'm thinking about your heart. I'm thinking about this really, really tough topic that is very unsexy. Let's just say that. It's when I did a Facebook Live and I talk about turning inward before expressing outward and what it means to forgive when you see the numbers just drop because people are leaving. I care about you too much to see you in the pain, to see you holding on to things. And trust me when I say this, it's from personal experience. I carried it around for many years. I mean, into my mid to late 20s, dealing and wrestling with forgiveness. And what does it look like to, you know, forgive somebody that has hurt you? I mean, I think about the times that maybe people did not forgive me for the things that I did to them and how I treated them. For a long time, I carried the weight of pain and willing to let it go. Because here's what I thought. I thought it meant to forgive, meant to erase all that had been done. Maybe you've thought that too. I thought forgiving meant it made it okay. Have you thought that? For me, forgiving felt as heavy as the pain itself. And I would say to myself, okay, how could I let this person off the hook? Because it's not okay and I'm not okay. We often combine forgiveness with just brushing it under the rug as if you're supposed to completely just forget about it. The reality, though, this harsh reality, was I had so much pain and I carried so much unforgiveness that it just caused a chain reaction of other emotions. Events in my life and people in my life got really blurry, and my reality began to change a lot. And all of that brought more death into my life than life itself. I want you to hear me. I want you to turn up the volume on this next sentence. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. Okay. Did you hear it? Forgiveness does not mean that you have to reconcile back to that person. Reconciliation takes two parties coming together in agreement to work it out, to talk about things. And maybe that's just not an option for you in this season. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not. And for some, it won't be. And for me, and still with some relationships in my life, it's still not an option. But just because the other person is in a different season than I am, does not mean that I put a halt to my forgiveness, to my own healing. It doesn't mean that I stop working to heal just because they might not be where I am or in the season that I'm in. Forgiveness takes one person. It's you. It's your willingness to walk through the healing with the Father. The thing I started to learn was that scripture was very clear on forgiveness. And I truly believe that he was clear on this because he knew the separation that it caused. It talks about in the Gospels, you know, going to your brother before you go to anybody else. I don't care what you give. If you have issues in your heart, I want you to deal with your issues with your brother before you even go on and give in. He's worried about your heart. He's not saying to forgive, to put you into pain. Did you hear that? He's not saying to you, you know, daughter or son, this is not so that you can live in pain. I actually care about you so much that I don't want to see you continue to be separated from people that truly do love you. Our pain blurs our really present reality. It does. Past pain blurs our present reality and it hinders our future possibility. Here, I'm going to go through a couple lists. I'm going to talk about what forgiveness doesn't mean and what forgiveness is. Forgiveness doesn't take something wrong and make it right. It doesn't erase it. It does not mean all the pain goes away instantly. It doesn't mean that you have to reconcile. It doesn't mean that you have to continue putting yourself in painful situations. And you know what? Forgiveness, it doesn't come in the form of lip service. How many of you know, you probably said it, I forgive you. And then like the next day you're like, oh man, I don't like that person. That really hurt, right? We do that. We give that person forgiveness, but it was really lip service. And that's a whole other conversation about communication and everything. And that's really to deal with the people in your life that you do have communication with. Now, like I said, there's other situations where you just might not be able to get that, but you get to close the loop of your pain with the Father, regardless if the other person's involved. Forgiveness is a command of love from the Father. It's a willingness to no longer hold yourself or somebody else captive. Oh my gosh. Like, mic drop. If I could drop my mic, I would, but then you wouldn't be able to hear me. But it's a willingness to no longer hold yourself or someone else captive. Now, the hardest part for us, before I go any more about what forgiveness is for us to be able to turn inward, right? Before we express outward, and to relate to the conversation or the event that just happened. It doesn't erase what the person has done, but there's empathy. We can extend mercy. When I can look upon myself and go, you know what? I've been there. I've said really unkind things to my husband. I've done things that upset my friends. I've done things that have not been a great leadership style communication. I have hurt people. I am not perfect, nor will I ever claim to be. Which is why it is clear about, and I'm going to get into scripture, a lot of scripture about forgiveness, but when he's talking about forgiving others as I have forgiven you, he has done the greatest act of love to send Jesus to forgive you of every wrongdoing, every sinful thing. Romans talks about he died for once for all. Once. He covers it today. He covers it tomorrow, and he covered it yesterday. Forgiveness is choosing to process what happened to you and how it happened to you. It's the permission granted. Forgiveness is the process and working through anger, pain, and desire for revenge. Forgiveness is not reconciliation. Forgiveness is knowing your boundaries. Forgiveness is heart change. And one more. This is a big one. Forgiveness is saying, I won't continue to hold this offense against you. This is a really tricky one, and it's a really hard one. And this one is really more so for your intimate relationships that you have, your best friend, your spouse, close family members that you have. When we get offended, when we get hurt, we tend to turn inward, put up the walls, and run away. Somewhere along the lines, we have believed, and the way our God has created us is to protect ourselves from any immediate danger or pain. So when we have experienced pain in the past, our bodies come in and go, let's not do that again. We're going to shut down and we're going to turn away. relationships are going to have some pain as much as they'll have joy, because people get it wrong. And the only way to grow is to get it wrong. You do not have to be shamed for getting it wrong. You do not have to live in condemnation for getting it wrong. You get to repent, say you're sorry, and begin to heal. When we get it wrong is where we grow. It's where we learn. It's where we say, okay, that didn't work. That wasn't right. I wasn't kind. How can I come back and be more kind? How can I do this right? How can I make this right? But I want to give you an example as far as not holding offense against somebody. I'm just going to use an example of my husband. For if he does something to me, says something to me, and it really hurt my feelings, and I say to him, I forgive you. 6 months down the road, if he says the same thing or something along those lines, I cannot throw up to him every other offense that he's ever done to me. If you've forgiven, it's important that you don't continue to hold offense, because again, forgiveness is not lip service. And this is so hard. Remember, do not listen to what I'm not saying. I'm not saying this is going to be easy. I'm not saying that you're going to hear it right off the bat or you're going to learn right off the bat. This takes a lot of expressing inward, a lot of healing ourselves, reading books on relationship, reading books on communication, learning what it means to be kind to your best friend, to love, you know, your best friend or your spouse or your family member the way that they receive love, not just how you want to love them. I am aware that there are many, many layers to this conversation. However, I'm praying that I can just be even the slightest bit of light and encourage your heart to keep moving forward. It is so hard for our physical mind to process and understand the truth, you know, especially when reading in the Bible about forgiveness, because I know I didn't want to do that. But scripture is clear on forgiveness. Here are some essential and critical verses on forgiveness in the Bible. And remember, Jesus died for every man's sins. Mark 11:25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So some notes from Mark 11:25. It's a connector qualification of Mark 23, 24, and 26. Each of these scriptures start with connecting phrases, which is really important. And I talk about that a lot in my Know Your Worth study, because I include how to study the Bible and studying the details of the Bible. Verse 24 begins with therefore, and therefore implies that what was right before that needs to be applied. So verse 25 begins with and, which conjuncts verses 24 and 25 together. So verse 26 starts with but, which tells us there is objection to the others if forgiveness doesn't occur. Okay. Now, to paraphrase that, it means forgiveness should come to us in our time of prayer without delay. If you read all those passages together, you'll see how it impacts our prayers and our prayers being answered. Matthew 6:15, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Matthew 18:21-22. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? What a great question from Peter. Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Now, the notes from this scripture that I want you to take away, it's a big one. There should be no limit on forgiveness. But I already forgave them for that. Well, guess what? You get to say it again. Well, they've already hurt me like that. Guess what? We get to forgive again. We have compassion for others and mercy for others, just as Christ has and had on us. James 5:16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So much in that scripture, just about healing in general and healing in your physical body, as well as emotionally. Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. I wanted to sit here for just a minute on hatred and strife and notes from this scripture. The reality is that hatred is the enemy's work, period. Every time you hate, you're doing the enemy's job. And that is hard to hear. I keep saying it's hard to hear because I know it's hard to hear. When we're in pain and we're in the middle of pain and somebody's saying, you know what, you're going to have to forgive them, you want to like throw carrots at their face. I don't even know where carrots came from, but maybe something like an apple because that's a little bit heavier. But I'm just, okay, let's be real, right? Like there is no easy way around this. And caring about you means I'm not going to water down the reality of hate because I think that we know the reality of our hate. Not only what it does to our soul, but what it does to our body. As soon as hatred becomes a part of us, strife gets stirred up around us. James 3:16 affirms this powerful truth from Proverbs 10:12. It says, "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." Instead of expanding and meditating on the offense, which makes it bigger, love covers it. Love will excuse the offense. By love covering it, strife is prevented. Peace can be recovered and restored quickly. Luke 17:3 through 4 says, "Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him." Do you see how it takes both parties there? If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And that means that there's a choice. It doesn't mean he will repent or your brother or sister will repent. It means if he chooses to repent, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, "I repent," you shall forgive him. As I kind of begin to wrap up this truth talk today, here's a few more things I want you to think about when it comes to forgiveness. Number one, love covers all wounds. And we know that God is love, so he covers all the wounds. He covers all the ones that you wish you had closure to. I said it. I know a lot of people are always looking for closure because I was the girl looking for closure in relationships, specifically with men that I was dating. Why would they break up with me? Why did they break up with me in a text message? I mean, none of like the stuff that didn't make sense, I always wanted closure to. And so I realized I could put closure on them. Number two, my willingness to take responsibility and to move in forgiveness, oh man, it changed how I saw those around me. Number three, it takes believing God's word is true to know his love covers you. I dare you to believe it today. One last scripture, Proverbs 17:9, love prospers when a fault is given, but dwelling on it separates close friends. The last, absolute last point I have for you today is the biggest and it's the best. Don't blame God for what people do. I think maybe we needed a moment of silence. Don't blame God for what people do. We so often blame God for people's reactions when really everybody has free will. Everybody has a choice. We are not God's puppets. He is not, you know, having his strings attached to us, telling us what to say, what to do. He's our guide. He's our comforter. He will establish our plans. He will establish our works if and only if we gain knowledge through him, giving him the glory, partnering with him, but he will never make me do something. He might make it really hard for me not to, meaning things will come against me and things like that, but he will never, out of the kindness of his heart and to keep his word, go against my free will. People are messy. We're messy. You're messy. Okay. I'm messy. And a lot of times we're just messing people up because we're messy. But do not blame God for what people do. Forgiveness is yours. It's yours for the taking. Healing is available. And again, hear me when I say this. You do not have to keep putting yourself in painful situations. You do not have to reconcile with that person, but you get to move through healing because you have a father that loves you and wants to see you well, both emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Don't blame God for what people do. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I am so glad that you're here, but I would love for you also take just one moment and head on to the app and leave a rating and review. I love reading what you guys are learning, how it's inspiring you, and how it's encouraging you. And leaving a rating and review lets people know this podcast exists. So thank you for taking the time to leave a review and a rating. And I love to see you over on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Have you ever felt like you aren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.